You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Hey, what's up, everyone? I'm Matt Migaki, the vocalist of Cryptopsy and the host of the Vox and Hops Metal Podcast, where I sit down with fellow metal musicians. We talk all about their lives and music while sharing killer craft beers. If you've ever wanted to sneak backstage and share a beer with one of your favorite musicians, well, Vox and Hops is the podcast for you. This week on the podcast, I dropped an amazing episode with Dom Grimal of The Last Felony, Ion Dissonance, and Cryptopsy. There is this episode and over 450 other ones to help you enjoy life, metal, and craft beer. So what are you waiting for? It's time to become a Vox and Hops head. Cheers!
The Daily Music Business Podcast.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Daily Music Business Podcast. It's your host, Katie Zaccardi, and today I'm sharing a short IGTV that I posted back in June. So this IGTV is from the beginning of the summer, and it includes my predictions for what was going to happen this fall and for the beginning of 2021 around releasing music. I'm going to share this short clip with you because I think that it still stands true. And before we get into it, I want to add something else as well. As you'll hear me talk about in this clip, it's really, really important to be thinking hard about when you want to release music, what this music is about, and planning the timing so that it doesn't get lost in all of the other releases that are likely going to be coming out during this time span. Now that people are back to recording or they've had the time to learn at home recording, there's a lot more music that's been recorded after the shutdown that we had back in March. And there's a lot more itching that people have to get their music out there. So when you are considering releasing music, make sure that you are considering the holidays coming up this fall, as well as the election. Now, you probably already know this, but I want to just throw this quick reminder out here before we dive into the episode, because it's not something I mentioned in this quick IGTV, but it's really important to consider that in November, around the election, the week of the election, possibly for a good chunk of November, and of course, over Thanksgiving, American Thanksgiving, that is, people are going to be distracted. So, and of course, I'm talking about the US election, but I think that the whole world even still is going to be distracted and paying attention. So that might not be the best time to release music. Then, of course, you head into December. So we want to consider if you're doing a holiday release, that's great. When are you doing it? How are you promoting it? If it's not a holiday release, are you doing it at the beginning of September, or is it going to get kind of lost in the mix of the holiday releases? So I'm not saying this to be a Debbie Downer or to discourage you from releasing music this fall. It's all to say that you want to make sure that you are considering the timeline carefully and you are giving yourself enough time to plan and promote the release given everything that is happening this year. So let's dive into my quick predictions and words of wisdom, and let me know what takeaways you have after listening to this episode. Feel free to tag me at Katie Zaccardi on social media. I would love to hear from you, and let's dive in. Hey guys, I wanted to pop on real quick and talk about releasing music. So when COVID-19 happened, everything kind of shut down, which also meant that artists couldn't actually record music unless they had at-home recording setups. So anyone who was going into a studio and recording with a producer or a band and stuff like that, a lot of that was shut down, which means that plans for the summer releases or even fall releases were all pushed back because obviously they couldn't release anything if there was nothing done to be released. So I want you to keep this in mind, because if you are an indie artist and maybe you had songs that were already recorded that you were prepping to release, you recorded songs at home with your home studio while in quarantine, or you just kind of got right back out and at it as soon as you could and you now have songs ready. If you're thinking about a release right now, I want you to keep something very, very important in mind, which is that come fall and even winter, there's going to be a big push of releases from all the people who had to delay theirs or wait, or all the people who rearranged their schedules based on how the first freaking half of 2020 went. And like, there was a lot of rescheduling. I think that we can all agree on that. So again, there's going to be a lot happening in the second half of the year. And honestly, if we're future pacing, the beginning half of 2020 as well. So the reason I want to pop on and number one, mention this and bring this to your attention, but number two, really talk about it, is because you want to set yourself up for success in the best way possible. And that's going to mean taking time to prep your release. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean that you have to, you know, postpone a release that you were going to do in the summer or the fall so that you have a super extended timeline. But it does mean that you're going to need some time to do your due diligence and to prep in order to stand out. Because if you do this release as just like, I'm just going to drop it and see what happens, or, oh, I'm just going to push it out there as a surprise, or, oh, I'm just going to throw it out there, but I'm not really going to put too much effort into social media prep or press prep or anything like that. You are kind of wasting your time. Like, I'm just going to call the shots right now, because there's going to be so many people releasing music that your stuff is going to get pushed to the bottom and nobody's going to hear or see it if you are not standing out. And the biggest action item I want you to take away from this quick IGTV is, one, recognizing that a lot of people out there are going to be releasing because they have the same impetus, the same songs that they wrote that you did. Well, not the same songs, but you get what I'm saying. They're in the same boat as you. So ask yourself, number one, how can I stand out during this release? Number two, how can I pick a release date or time that really works for me, given where I'm at in the release process right now, and when I want to release it, that gives me enough time to really prep it and give it its due diligence. That's all for today. I will talk to you all soon, and I can't wait to hear those releases when they all come out. Bye, everyone.
Subscribe today to the Daily Music Business Podcast on your favorite podcast platform.
Welcome to us talking about our podcast for a minute.
What's the name of that podcast?
That's Axe to Grind. And right now you're going to be getting a little taste of it, right down to the shaky microphone and all.
And my name's Bob.
And my name's Patrick. And usually we're joined by Tom.
Tom's the best. Tom has a real grown-up job that requires him to be at work. But we talk about decidedly not so grown-up things like
hardcore music and things that people that like hardcore music tend to like.
So that could be the latest shows, revisiting classic material, talking about the new classics, all the little dorm room nonsense that you imagine from a niche music podcast that you either love, want to love, or hate.
Yeah, imagine all the emotions that you have towards a genre that has impacted your life, and then condense them down to an hour to 2 hours a week.
So triangulate your speakers. Think about jumping off the bed, singing along, dancing like an idiot, and listen to Axe to Grind podcast.